Beautiful Jam this Tuesday morning. Now, your time has just gone 25 minutes to 7 o'clock, and it's Tuesday, the 15th of April. Now, it's a Tuesday, and you know what that means. It's time for the Dwell Sports Bite.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dwell Sports Bite on a Tuesday morning, proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialist. And of course, there's only one place to start. Everybody's sleepy this morning, barely got closed eye last night. The Masters on a Sunday night, and what a final round at the Masters it was at Augusta. Rory McIlroy borderline choked, meltdown, panic at the disco, but came through in a playoff to beat Justin Rose and to complete the career Grand Slam and receive his first ever green jacket. A victory not just for Rory himself, but really for the golfing world, as many wanted him to complete his career Grand Slam. And what a way to do it. After missing a short putt on 18, he went into a playoff, hit it absolutely stiff and tapped it in and put on the green jacket. Well done, Rory. I'm sure we were all screaming loud at 1 o'clock in the morning for you. Moving on to some rugby. Of course, there are no SA teams left in the Euro Cup after the Bulls were sent packing by Edinburgh in the quarterfinals this weekend. But not to worry, the SA teams will turn their focus onto the URC this weekend with some big, big names returning for the Sharks, the likes of Fussy, and the biggest guy of them all from the North Coast, Yaban Etzebeth. Formula One on the weekend, and Oscar Piastri wins again. That's all we have to say about that. George Russell continues his solid start to the season with a second place finish ahead of Lando Norris, who has complained about stress and pressure. Tell you what, when you're that age driving a Formula One car and earning the money you earn, you shouldn't feel much. Max Verstappen languishing in sixth place. So it's all to drive for in the Formula One this season. On the football front, Liverpool took one step closer towards the league title with a 2-1 victory, a header from Captain Fantastic Virgil van Dijk in the 89th minute, giving them a 2-1 victory over West Ham. And then on Sunday, Man United's woes continue the season with a 4-1 hammering against Newcastle. On the school sport, Durban Prep and Durban Girls College made the drive out to Mshlali on the weekend. 18 rugby games in total and 24 netball games set up a spectacular Saturday here on the North Coast. I was there, and boy, was it great to watch. On the boys' front, in the rugby, Prep were too strong. The first 15 running out 53-0 victors against Mshlali. However, Mshlali turned the tide, and the Mshlali girls won most of the netball matches, with the under-13A winning 14-7 against DGC. A great day out at the North Coast in Mshlali, and well done to all the schools who partook. And then lastly, on the surfing front, we don't often share some surfing news, but it was great to see that South Africa's Geordie Smith ended an 8-year drought without an event win, and that came to an end as he won the Surf City El Salvador Pro. It was an all-South African final against his longtime friend Matthew McGilvery. He rode his father's board in the final to capture a victory and was extremely emotional. What a victory, Geordie, and well done there. That's it on a Tuesday. Enjoy your long weekend coming up for Easter. Don't forget to watch as much sport as you can and to join us next week, Tuesday, for the Dwell Properties Sports Bite.
The Dwell Properties Sports Bite is proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialist.